Okay, yay! Welcome to Call 49. I am so blown away that we're almost in our 50th call as a tribe. Like, that is incredible, and I'm so grateful, and just, man, I love you ladies so much. It's so much fun. So tonight our topic or our theme is uplift because it feels good and because things have gotten pretty serious and perhaps even a little bit drab these days in quarantine. So based on the feedback I got from some of you and then in my coaching conversations, I like kind of tuned in. I'm like, yeah, I think some uplift could help us all like on a personal level and then also perhaps as like as a tribe. So tonight we're going to be doing some fun stuff. I'll share my screen with you and it's going to be interactive. And since it's a small group, we get to like really dive in and have fun, which is always cool. I mean, I love all sizes of groups that you know come to these calls, but it can be fun when there's just a few because there's more opportunity to play. So that basically captures the essence of what we're up to. There's Kim. Hi, Kim. So we're gonna start with introductions like we usually do. I'm adding a little fun twist to introductions. And so these timelines will probably be quicker since there's five of us. And then we'll go into positive psychology. So you ladies have probably heard me talk about positive psychology or read about it in one of the workbooks, or at some point maybe heard me say something about it. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit because this is a perfect time in our lives to be learning about it, to practice it, to implement it, because it works and it has completely revolutionized and changed what we thought we knew about the human experience around well-being and flourishing. So we're going to chat about positive psychology a bit. I'm going to talk about state change, which is a tool you guys can use after the call tonight if you don't already. It's something you can use anywhere, anytime, on your own to shift your situation, which is very empowering. And then we're going to do a group activity that I'm calling Uplift, and I made it up. It's based on the positive psychology framework and paradigm, and it's going to be a little more interactive than usual. So I'm super pumped about that. So, hi Kim, can you see us? Can you hear us? I see that you're here, but maybe you're in transit or something.
Yes, I am here and I can see you, but you do not want to see me right now.
Oh, now that you said that, come on. No, I'm just kidding. Are you in your red robe?
Am with a scarf and rollers.
Amazing. Okay, well, no pressure, but don't let that keep you from seeing us. The recordings aren't video, they're just audio, you know that. Yeah, there she is. Sweet. I love it. Awesome. All right, so small crew today. So we can keep things brief or we can lean into things a little bit more than usual. So introductions today, this round's going to be a little different. We're going to do name, location, how are you feeling emotionally or your mood? Like, just kind of want to, gauge where everybody's at as we start this call. And then we're going to wrap around to that at the end of the call and see where we're at and if anything's like changed or fluctuated. So how are you feeling? And then in the chat, actually, since there's only five of us, if you could, not in the chat, but after sharing how you're feeling, how are you feeling, and where would you rate yourself on a scale from 1 to 10? So 1 is like terrible, awful, no good, very bad day. 5 is like, meh. And then, well, 5 is like, meh. And then 10 is like, extraordinary, I just won the lottery, and a unicorn came over to my house. So, and then number 4 is share with us one of your favorite characters from a book or a movie. So, can be anything, anybody, any creature, anytime, anywhere. Sound good? Cool. All right, I'll start the round. I'm Vaughn, and I'm in Jalapa, Mexico, which I'm very grateful to be here tonight. It's beautiful, it's green, it's warm. How am I feeling? I'm feeling really upbeat. I've had just been having some really good days, which I'm really grateful for. Super productive, really great connections. On a 1 to 10, 8.7. And one of my favorite characters from a book or a movie. Okay, Falcor from Neverending Story, the Flying White Dragon, for sure. I was going to say Lisa Simpson, but it's got to be Falcor. All right, I'm going to pass it off to Heidi.
All right, Heidi, and I'm out by Cleveland, Ohio. Emotionally, I am like exhausted. I'm tired. And it's just because of work and your data dump and everything else under the sun. How am I feeling overall? There's not a one for tired, so I'll just throw that in. Number six, tired. One of my favorite characters from a book or a movie. Oh man. Oh, you know who I do like a lot is it was a character from one of Jack London's books called Seawolf. And I can't remember, but he was kind of like the scrappy, he was the main character, but he's like the scrappy guy that, went from a weakling to like this, strong individual. So I like that guy. I can't remember his name.
Awesome. Cool. Thanks for that. Yay. Hi, Amy.
Hello. My name is Amy. I'm from Pennsylvania and I am feeling pretty good. I mean, overall, pretty good. I would like to kind of say that, I mean, for me, my mood kind of depends on what I'm doing. So when I first wake up in the morning, I'm feeling great. When I start working my 9 to 5, not so great. So my scaling definitely varies depending on what I'm doing. So I guess on a scale from 1 to 10 now, I've been feeling really good most days, other than when I'm working my 9 to 5. So I'd say probably like a 7 or 8. I'm feeling really positive and good. So yeah, really
Cool.
thankful and happy that everyone's healthy and all that. So I'm feeling good. And then one of my favorite characters from a book or movie, I probably have a million of them, but the first one that came to my mind is Katniss Everdeen from The Hunger Games. Total badass. And
Cool.
smart, and yeah, so.
Awesome. So between a 7 and an 8, can you land yourself?
And are we talking like right now or the average throughout the day?
This very moment.
Okay, definitely like an 8.
Cool.
8.5, 8. Really good.
All right. Go for the 8.5. Thank you. Yay, and I love the Katniss. That's exciting. Yeah, Ashley.
Hello, I'm Ashley, and I'm in Los Angeles. How am I feeling? Well, I'm tired today. I don't, it's probably because it's been raining here for the last couple of days and cold. It's still cold in LA and I don't really like it. It's like in the 50s and that's not normal for this long of a time. But and then it's downpouring all day today. So I'm tired from that, but overall though, I'm actually feeling pretty good, pretty I don't know, excited about things and overall pretty good. So I would say around an 8. And then in terms of one of my favorite characters from a book or a movie, this is always hard for me because I just forget stuff. But when Amy said Katniss, totally, I resonate with that. But then the other movie that popped in my head that I really like is the Count of Monte Cristo movie that they made with Jim la 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 Jim Caviezel. I can't say his name. But anyways, so I really like his character in that movie. And I don't know what his actual name is, so that would be mine.
All right. Thank you. Awesome. Yeah, that's such a good story, Count of Monte Cristo.
Yeah, I really like that movie. First, it's all well. Yeah, it's a good story, and it's always stuck in my mind. In fact, Mike and I were actually talking about it earlier today for some random reason. But yeah,
Nice. How about you, Kim?
Right. Hello, everybody. I'm Kim, and I am from Youngstown, Ohio, where the weather is summer and winter. Yesterday, it was in the 60s, and today it was snowing. It's in the 30s. So, yeah, I don't know. Occurring. So, I am in a pretty good mood. I mean, I think I'm just chill. So, like, maybe a 7-ish. Not too high, not too low. And my favorite book, I don't know if I can pick a character out of a book, only because I like thriller, psycho thrillers, and I don't want to say that any of those resonate with me, although who knows. But let's see, a movie. I love the movie Columbia, and the star is Zoe Saldana, and she plays a character called Kataya, I think. But so it's a crazy movie too. She grows up in Colombia, South America, and her parents are part of some crime thing, and they both get killed in front of her. And so then she gets everybody back. Like, it's a, well, so I guess, hey, book, psycho thriller, I don't know. So, yes, but she is great. Like, she can sneak around and get into all these places that nobody knows that she's there. So I guess, I don't know. I like her.
That's so fun. Wow, I just learned something about you, Kim. Awesome.
I just really like that movie. I think she's sweet. Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Thanks for sharing, ladies. That's great. It's such an unpredictable question, right? Like, you never know what someone's going to come up with. It's really fun. And we're gonna be coming back to that. All right, so let's talk about positive psychology for a second. And I'm going to keep it short and to the point and hopefully inspire all of you to go on a Google bender rabbit hole looking at positive psychology research and implementing it. So in my coaching practice, in my life, and in life on purpose, I weave in a lot of positive psychology, both directly and indirectly. As a lot of you know, when I was younger, when I was a teenager, even a kiddo, I was just fast. I was in a good mood. I was a happy kid. And I was always curious about why some people are like upbeat and happy and some people just are not. And I went on to go study at UC Berkeley, where I literally studied, it wasn't positive psychology because it wasn't an official curriculum at that time. It was 2006, 2007. But I studied in the leading happiness lab in the world with Dacher Keltner, and he was my thesis advisor, and I studied like the correlation between meaning and purpose and what it is that makes human beings like actually happy and like actually live a meaningful and like fulfilling life. So this stuff is like near and dear to me and informs a lot of what I do in LFP and where I like kind of draw from with that. So positive psychology wasn't around until the latter 90s, where for the most part, therapy had been, and psychology, psychological studies had been primarily like for the hundreds of years prior, had been focused on what's wrong with people. So like depression, anxiety, disorders, you know, things like that. And science was really focused on how do we bring people who are like below a zero, you know, like below normal functioning, so -7 or whatever, and like bring them closer to a zero. But there wasn't a ton of study really, or empirical research around what it is that helps people go from that zero point to like a +7 or a +12 or 20 or whatever. So there had been some studies here and there about it. But really, when this became what it is today, or when the seed of it is when Martin Seligman, who had been a psychotherapist for 35 years at Yale, and then UPenn, he was like, wait a minute, like, why aren't we studying the people who are thriving and the people who are like living these amazing, rich, you know, flourishing lives? Why are we not studying that? So he spearheaded and embarked on this, you know, research quest that has now become a global phenomenon and has completely changed the face of what we thought we knew about the human psyche and human happiness and what makes us tick and what drives us. Like, it has just turned so much of that older, not to devalue the older research because it's helpful, but it really has shown a huge bright light on how we can become positive, like authentically happy and foster well-being and live a flourishing life, a thriving life. And it's not about like hedonic happiness, which is like, you know, like, oh yeah, I got a new pair of shoes, or you know, I kissed the boy or whatever. Like, hedonic happiness, like chocolate, you know, wine, whatever. That's one form of happiness, but what positive psychology focuses on is the eudaimonia, it's called, which is the thriving life, the life of well-being and overall higher purpose aligned with meaning. So I love this stuff. I love teaching you ladies this stuff, whether you know it or not. It's in a lot of what you're learning a lot of the time. And it focuses on strengths instead of weaknesses. It focuses on building the good life instead of repairing the bad life. And like I said, it helps people go from like average to great instead of focusing on what's wrong. And there's a lot of focus around positive experiences. So joy, inspiration, love, positive states and traits like gratitude, resilience, compassion. This is probably starting to sound familiar to you now. And positive institutions. So groups of people and communities and places where people gather in whatever way that contribute to the greater good. So as a field, studies spends a lot of time focusing on optimism, happiness, well-being, gratitude, self-esteem, self-confidence, and elevation. So as you can see, this is pretty, like, quite different from what we learned in our, like, you know, psychology 101 class, or at least probably most of us back in the day. And this, I mean, the research is being conducted all over the world. It's validating itself. It is corroborated. This isn't this, like, you know, happy-go-lucky, like, let's study how to be, like, happy Pollyanna at all. It's about what we can actually do in our lives, like, actually implement that will contribute to us as individuals on all levels feeling better and living a more fulfilling existence. So it's just amazing. I feel so fortunate to be alive at a time where this is like just blossoming. It's really great. So there's a website, positivepsychology.com, that is, it's not affiliated with Seligman's UPenn research, but they have a ton of free resources on here. They really break things down in a super digestible, understandable way. They have cool stuff you can purchase if you're interested in it. But I really like their site because they do, they make it available to, you know, it's not super jargony like sciencey. So yeah, if you ladies are interested in learning more about this and how you can like up-level your lives, the book Flourish by Martin Seligman, and he's the godfather of positive psychology. Flourish is a great book. It's a great audiobook, and he's not the most entertaining reader, but it's still really informative. And his kind of flagship book in the early 2000s, the Authentic Happiness book, is also really good. But he realized in the, I think, 2012, based on a lot of research that was being conducted, that authentic happiness is just one piece of the puzzle and that there are other elements that contribute to that as well. So Flourish is a more up-to-date, comprehensive look at human well-being. So there's a model that Martin Seligman et al. Developed. And this is the PERMA model that when engaged and when we are focusing our energy and our attention into these categories, these areas, the science shows that our well-being, flourishing factors, authentic happiness, self-esteem, all that stuff starts to go whoop. And kind of like with core values, right, or character strengths is from the positive psychology research, by the way, ladies. So PERMA, there's tons of free assessments and tests online if you ladies are interested in like getting a sense of what your happiness factors are and stuff like that, your PERMA levels. But I put this here because I just wanted to show you ladies a visual of if you're feeling like you could use a little boost or you want to increase your, you know, thriving or your engagement with your life, choose one of these that stands out to you that feels like it could use a little love, whether it's your engagement, which means like meaningful work, doing things you enjoy, things you're engaged with, being in the zone, flow state, relationships, like maybe we haven't spent as much time connecting with people who are important to us, so we can maybe put some attention there, meaning, achievement, and this one I think is really important and overlooked in the like how to create a life you love literature or whatever, like achievement gets a bad rap. What this means is that we do the things we set out to do that are meaningful to us. So our goals, you know, that sense of self-satisfaction, and it doesn't have to mean like, you know, going to Harvard Law. It means that we do the things that are in alignment with us and we feel good about that. And then positive emotion. So those feelings of happiness, optimism, eudaimonia, pleasure, and enjoyment. So tonight we're going to do an activity together to help us drop into some of these areas in our lives from a kind of looking back perspective at our experiences in our, it could be right now or it could be from any time in our life. And this activity is meant to be stretchy. And it's meant to be fun. And I think the more that we like loosen up and play with it, the more we're going to get out of it. But if anybody's uncomfortable with any part of it, just feel free to sit out. That's totally cool too. Okay, so I'm going to have you ladies, we're going to go in a circle like we do sometimes on calls, and I'll like call out who's asking who. And whoever is the questioner gets to choose one question, and I colored them super fun so they're like easy to grab. So you're going to invite your person that you're questioning something, tell us something that you're proud of, or please share something that you're proud of, and it can be now or any time in your life. And with all of these, like, feel free to maybe for the first time in your life share something that you haven't really shared with anyone before, because maybe you felt like it would sound conceited or self-righteous or like egocentric or something. This is the space where we can do that. So if there's something that you've been like, you're like, yeah, like, gosh, that was a big deal to me, but I feel weird telling anyone about it, feel free to do that tonight. Number two, something challenging that you overcame in your life, and what was your biggest obstacle and breakthrough? Number three, something you've created that brings you joy and or satisfaction. So this can be big, small, you know, for those of you who are moms, it can be a human. For those of you who are artists, it can be something artistic. It can be a space. It could be anything. Number four, an example of when you demonstrated generosity and it really lit you up. Five, a time when you stuck with it, when you didn't feel like it, and you're so happy that you did. And six, a time when you were totally in the zone and you absolutely loved it. So we'll choose one of these, and we may have time to do two rounds since we're a smaller group tonight. And then once the person shares their story of this, their experience, then we're going to do, the same questioner is going to say this to the same person. You're going to choose one of these two. A is, please tell us in your favorite character voice, what was the best part of whatever the thing was here, right? So what you created, or what you're proud of, or the thing you stuck with, what was the best part of that? And tell us that in your favorite character voice. And I really want some like group interaction tonight too. So the group goes wild. So once they share this with us, right, the best part of blank was, then we get to go wild, whatever that means. So we can clap, we can hoot, we can holler, we can like, you know, like root for the person. But I essentially want a felt sense of community around the positive thing, right? About the thing that they're sharing. And then B The questioner will say, repeat after me. Heck yeah, I did the thing. And I feel really, really great about myself for doing it. And then the person will say, heck yeah, I did the thing. And I feel really great about myself for doing it. And then the group will do the, I'm calling this the yes, you did double palm pump. So we'll do this. Cool. All right. Everybody in? Awesome. All right, so I'm going to mix things up a bit. Actually, no, I'm going to go in order. I'm not going to argue with the gods. Heidi, would you be willing to choose one for Amy?
All right. Let me see. How about something challenging that you've overcome in your life? What was your biggest obstacle and your biggest breakthrough?
Let me see. Okay, so I'm going to, this was challenging as in a gremlin. It was a gremlin. And it probably still is a gremlin, but I'm much better at overcoming it now than I was. So I feel like this isn't going to be any fun. This isn't a fun one.
Oh, you! Which one do you want me to choose?
I'm only kidding. Okay, so I'm going to go with, I was lucky enough to be able to go on the retreat to Mexico. And during the gremlin day, I realized, which I think I didn't really realize until that moment, that I had this really big gremlin about my father. So that kind of came up, and I bawled my eyes out, and that whole day was a really, really, probably one of the hardest days of my life. But with the help of everyone else that was at the retreat, I talked through it, I wrote about it, I discussed it, and I feel like ever since that day, I still use the tools that I learned that day to overcome that gremlin, that gremlin that I have in regards to my dad. And it's a childhood thing. And I love my dad. I just talked to him the other day, but as a child growing up, he wasn't the best father. So I had a lot of issues, or deep rooted drawbacks, I think, because of those feelings I had. So just being able to get through that and talk through that and have all the tools that I have now, it helps like whenever that gremlin comes up again. So I think that was a huge challenge in my life that I really didn't even realize I had. And until that day. So I'm thinking that's probably it. If I had more time, I could probably think of others, but that's the first one that came to my mind. So yes, that's my biggest obstacle and breakthrough.
All right. So then repeat after me. Heck yeah. I did.
Heck yeah. I did. What would I call this?
A gremlin. I killed that beast. I
overcame my gremlin, and I feel really great about myself for doing it. Yeah.
Nice one. Thanks for sharing that. that was a great one. Thank you, Amy, for offering that up. I'm just going to poke in here and ask if there is a specific tool that was helpful for the getting over it, or like the working through it.
Definitely. I still find myself sometimes when I get in that mood and I, think of those things or whatever, or get sad, or I think of myself as a child. And then I am there as the adult, and I hug her, and I hug my, it's amazing. It's an amazing tool. It's awesome. And I tell her everything's all right, and you're going to grow up to be an amazing person. So it's awesome.
Beautiful.
I also have my little unicorn gremlin thing, so I talk to that sometimes too.
Awesome. Thank you. Oh, beautiful. All right, Amy, I'm going to have you choose one for Ashley. Excuse me, Ashley. Okay.
Ashley, let's see.
Hello.
Hello.
Maybe I'll make this a little bigger.
Oh, I can see. I'm fine. Oh, okay. Are you doing it for me, the old lady?
Yeah, totally.
Let me put on my specs.
Yeah, that's what I always do to my clients when they talk about their inner child.
Okay. I'm going to go with number 5, a time when you stuck with it, when you didn't feel like it, and you're so happy that you did.
Okay. So the first thing that comes to mind is, so right out of college, I decided to move it to New York, and I'm from Texas originally, and my family thought I was crazy, and I knew all of 2 people that lived there, and those 2 people I barely knew, but anyways, but I did it, found a job, and I don't know, like a month or so after I graduated, I moved there. And at first I was in love with it. I loved it. I loved the vibe. I was like, you can walk down the street and hear 5 different languages. This is amazing. All that. And then probably about 4 to 5 months in it, I would just remember calling my mom and being like, I want to come back home. I don't know what I did. I moved halfway across the country and I hate it. My job is like, I work all the time. And oh God, this was 15 years ago and I'd still do that. And I was like, I'm lonely and it sucks and it's crazy and I don't know, whatever. And so she was like, well, she's like, you can come home, obviously, always, but she's like, you know, maybe just wait it out until you've been there a year and then you can come back and get a job here or whatever, back to Texas or whatever. And then so those first, I don't know, 4 to 7, like really sucked. And then, cause I was just still not like happy and I was like alone or whatever, but I don't know, I stuck with it. And, come time for that year, I was like, I'm not going back. I love living in New York. This is my like thing. And I lived there for almost 4 years until I was convinced by a friend to move out to LA with her. But I probably would stay there for a lot longer than that had that not happened. And I'm so happy I did. That was a really, it was a really life-changing experience for me because I grew up a lot in that time when I was in New York and I was living, you know, in a different, like that was my first time, like obviously to live outside of Texas and on my own and all of that. And just learned a lot. I stuck with it. I'm so glad I did. Met a lot of really cool people who I'm still really good friends with now. And it was just it was a foundation for my career. Obviously I've since left, but but it was good for that, you know, that part of time for me. And I ended up having a lot of fun. Those, you know, when you're in your mid to late 20s in New York, is a really good time. So
yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome stories, I bet too. Yeah. Lots and lots and lots of stories.
We're like wild child. I don't know. I don't even know how I got up and went to work the next day sometimes. That's New York for you. So, yeah.
And that's being in your 20s in New York.
Exactly. A lot of egg bagel sandwiches on the way to work with some coffee to soak up whatever the heck I ate.
That's great.
It was a lot of fun, though. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know, you know how to do your character voice from The Count of Monte Cristo.
Do it anyway.
Make one up. So yes, please tell us in your favorite character voice, what was the best part of, am I supposed to fill that in with living in New York?
Yeah, or like
or staying. Or does she fill that in?
Go home, or.
So the guy's a man, so I will get a deep voice going. The most part. I can't even do it. The best part of living in New York was all the awesome people that I met and still am friends with today.
Woo!
Woo! Woo! Woo! That's my best band voice too.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, that was great. Ash, you want to choose one for Kim?
Yes. Kim. Let's go with 3. Something you've created that brings you joy and or satisfaction.
So I used to do miming when I went to a certain church. I used to do that, and so I used to work with the teens, and I used to make up mime routines to certain gospel songs and or dancing period. I used to make up dances in the middle of my street with one of my friends too. So I think just making up dances. Yeah, so that brings me a lot of joy and satisfaction. It's just relaxing and it's expressive and a lot of fun.
So, yeah. That's super cool.
Yeah.
Super. Wow. I wish I could do something like that. That's so cool. And fun. It sounds like a lot of fun too.
Yeah, I like it a lot. It's a lot of fun.
All right. I will.
I'm sorry, that one wasn't deep or anything. It was just.
I was going to chime in for a second and invite you to share like a specific memory or like a specific scene of that. But.
Okay, so there's a couple. So they used to have. They used to have programs where we would be invited, like not always at a church, but at a school or something like that. And so there was this one time that I actually took, well, two young men wanted to join because they had seen us do it somewhere. And they were younger, much younger than me. So, but they were in the street a lot, like runners for drugs and like, they would come to practice all the time and call me. And even if they were in trouble, they would call me. So I felt like, dang, this is a great outlet, you know, for some of the kids. So that was pretty cool. Wow. Yeah. I'm trying to think of another time. Just it helped me to be really, really close to some of the kids so that when other things went down in their lives, sometimes their parents would call me to say, hey, can you talk to them? Because this is going on. So that was pretty cool. I made up one to this really fast song, and I didn't used to perform with them. I would just teach them how to do it. And so this one time I did join them, and it was this fast paced song, and it was so cool. It was, I was like, yes, I could keep up with the kids, but it was a lot of fun. Yeah. So.
Very cool. That's awesome. Yeah. So you kind of told us some of it, but you didn't do it in your favorite character voice.
Oh.
Okay. So
my favorite killer character voice.
Yeah. Wait, let me think. That'll be fun.
Okay, so I'm trying to think because she's really calm. Like she's so calm, she never really gets mad except So I'm trying to think. Okay, let me see. Okay, so I'm gonna do it like when she picks up on the person that she was. What'd you say?
No, go ahead.
Oh, I'm going to do it like when she sneaks up on somebody she's about to kill. So she comes in.
That made me laugh. Okay, well,
okay, so she comes and she goes. So, the best part of making up that dance was that I could keep up with the kid.
That's amazing.
Oh, good. My daughter went upstairs. She'd have been peeking around the corner like, there's something wrong with you.
Now you've won an Oscar. You've got it.
Nice. Can you still do, I mean, this is probably not the miming you're talking about, but like, do you still have like the mime?
It literally is very lyrical, so it goes like to the words of the song. So whatever song I was doing, I would act out the part that was being sung.
Do you want to mime it for us? The best part of
And I don't know the signs for best. I'm trying to even think. Okay, okay. How about I post it tomorrow in the group? Okay.
Love it. Yes, you're such a good sport. Thank you.
Wait, I got to remember because you guys will all be looking for it. I'll be like, what? I got to put an alarm on. Okay.
That is so cool. So cool. I don't think I know anyone else that mimes or has that skill. Awesome. Kim, you want to field one to Heidi?
Sure. Let's see. Heidi, number 6. A time when you were totally in the zone and loved it.
Probably the one time I got like 3 modifications to a contract out and I was like, yeah, slay the beast. That's got it done. Yeah, that was me.
So what was the contract? What was it for?
Oh man, now you're asking much. Probably. I mean, who the heck knows, man? I mean, I got 3 done in the last 4 weeks that I've been home. So that's not really slaying the dragon, but I did finish at one time. I finished 3 modifications up in one day. And I was like, yeah, what you talking about? Like, you want to talk to me about how I'm dumb? I don't think so. So then when someone, my supervisor, was like, well, why do you think, I said, hey, you see all those mods?
Oh wait, I almost want to hear you do your favorite character voice. I think you just did.
Pretty much.
Okay, so do the second one. The repeat after me.
Heck yeah! I did that. That's me. Mm-hmm. Woo-hoo-hoo!
Heck yeah, you did 3 mods in a contract. What?
Oh yeah, that's right, man. I slayed it. I took it out. My friend calls me the assassin. So I'm like, watch.
I think you and Kim need to.
I know. When she said that, I started laughing. I was like, oh my God. The assassin.
We're close to each other.
We are.
I mean, that change in weather, it makes us a little psycho, but
yeah. Yeah, right? Somebody needs to go out there, teach it a lesson.
Oh boy. Oh my God. All right, what time is it? Let's do round 2. Okay, and this time, let's add a little spice to it. Hmm. Okay, we can add spice in a couple of different ways, I think. And if anyone has any other ideas, chime in. Okay, one level of spice would be something that you don't want us to know about you. Like, you're like, oh, I'm not even tell them that. But, like, it's good because you did it and it's, like, freaking awesome. But maybe you're still feeling a little bit, like, modest about it. Level two spice could be... Anyone have any ideas? I can spice this up a bit. How about if we like level two spice would be like this week, something that's like super recent. How about that? So you got some options. You can do this level, something personal, or something from the week. Cool. All right. And maybe I'll throw myself in the mix too, since we're a small group tonight. Is that okay with you guys? Cool. All right. Then I'm gonna go to Amy. Miss Amy. Okay. Tell me about a time when you were totally in the zone and you really, really loved it. Something either personal or from this week.
So, I mean, I have a time. It was a long time ago. Does that work?
Okay.
So... totally in the zone. So I love, 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 love dancing. I love dancing in clubs. It's like, love it. Still want to do it. Can't find anyone to do it with me, but
I will.
So way back when I was in college, I had a boyfriend who lived in really close to Manhattan. So we went, to the Limelight. Does anyone know what the Limelight is? It was a big club in New York back in like the 80s and 90s, I guess. Maybe 70s, 80s, 90s. Right? I don't know exactly when it closed, but it's not around anymore. Anyway, it was a really big like club. Really pretty popular. So him and I went there and it was packed and there were people like, you know, doing the glow sticks and going crazy. And I was dancing, and I was 21, so I was drinking too, I guess, a little bit, but not over the top. And then, so I'm in the zone, totally dancing, totally like having the time of my life, in my Doc Martens with my little cut-off jean shorts with a patch on my ass and whatever, doing all that shit. And this guy taps me on my shoulder and hands me, like, a card for, like, not anything bad, but, like... at least I don't think it was. I don't know. But like a card for me to call this like company for like dancers wanted, not strippers, dancers. So I was like, oh my God. I don't think I ever called or anything, but I was totally in the zone. I got a tap on the shoulder and I got a card handed to me and I was like, yeah. So it was awesome.
Oh my gosh, it's got to be the best feeling.
It was amazing. I mean, anytime I dance, I love it. But
when someone like recognizes you and like yes. gives that like affirmative nod, where they're yes. like, "Hey, yeah, like you
got it. You got it going on." It was awesome.
Oh, I love that. All right, so please tell us in your favorite character voice. What was the best part of that?
My favorite character voice.
Katniss Everdeen.
I am Katniss Everdeen. The Mockingjay. And the best part of dancing at the Limelight was getting glow sticks and getting tapped on the shoulder.
Yee-hoo! Good job, Katniss. That's an awesome moment. Oh my gosh, that's like pure bliss in a moment at that age, at that time, in that place.
Yes. Like,
oh my gosh,
super cool.
Wow, love it. Cool. Amy, how about, do you want to choose one for Heidi?
Okay.
Oh, actually, hi. Sorry. I'm gonna add something in here. So who wants to take a stab at which part of the perma model Amy's happy moment is coming from? And it could be one. Come on.
I'm going to say engagement.
Ah. Yeah, flow.
Yep. Nice. In the zone.
Positive.
Pleasure and enjoyment.
Yeah, positive emotion. Maybe even a little bit of this from the person who gave her the card.
Ah.
Maybe even a little of this because she was like, oh, yeah, my dancing is on fire. And maybe achievement, too. Wow, maybe you just knocked it out of the maybe
I know. I think I made this perma model.
Oh my god.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Okay. Back to the regularly scheduled program. Amy, will you choose one for Heidi?
Okay, Heidi. Let's think about something. An example of when you demonstrated generosity and it really lit you up.
It's been a while since I've given to people. No, I'm just kidding.
You give up laughter. That's enough.
Yeah, I do give. I do like. I love humor. I think comedy is a good thing.
Yeah, you're good at it.
Oh, thank you. My favorite one is Mrs. Maisel. I love her take on stuff. Anyways, let's see. Generosity. It's kind of a sad thing, but my buddy. His dad just died and he had, I think pancreatic cancer or something. And so he like literally just died Sunday. And I went and, gave him $100 gift card to Giant Eagle because I knew, you know, with everything going on, I knew that he wasn't working and he was trying to take care of his mom. And he had told me over the phone that he had been helping people in his apartment complex get food and stuff, you know, because they were older and had underlying health conditions. So, and I just thought, you know what, maybe he needs to do a little shopping for himself. And so when that happened and I that's what I did. I just gave it to him.
That's awesome.
And I felt really good about it, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Good person and deserved a little kindness. But anyways.
That's awesome. Very, very, very nice. And what kind of card was it? What did you call it?
Oh, gift card. It was a Giant Eagle. Local grocery store
card. Oh, okay. I wasn't sure what Giant Eagle was.
I was like, our local, you know. I forget.
Like, is that like a hunting store? Or?
Because that's all we do up here in Ohio. We hunt.
Yeah, that's not nice.
I was wondering how come you guys didn't know what Giant Eagle was, and I realized, oh.
Yeah, you got like one in Los Angeles, or one in, I think out of Pennsylvania or somewhere. Yeah. One in Mexico.
Well, that's awesome. Super, super nice. Okay, so I'm doing a follow-up question. So you're going to do the repeat after me. Heck yeah, I did.
Gave him the gift card.
Oh, me, sorry. Heck yeah, I gave that guy some money. Because he did it. He deserved it. That's right.
And I feel really great about myself for doing it.
I do.
Yeah. And you should.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's amazing. Hell yeah. All right. Where was Heidi in the perma model? Ooh.
Definitely relationships.
Oh, yeah.
Impact.
Yeah.
Engagement, maybe? Contentment? Engagement?
Mm-hmm. What about achievement with fulfillment? Mm-hmm. Like a feeling of fulfillment? Or no?
Heidi, do you feel fulfilled, Heidi?
Yes.
So convincing. Yeah.
I think. I don't know. I think I just did it and didn't really think about it till now, actually.
Mm-hmm. But now, as you reflect on it, right?
Yeah, I was really fortunate that I could do that for him, you know? So yes, I do. I feel accomplished because it was something that needed to be done. And I felt like I was supporting him and his family in their time of grief and stuff. And, you know, as far as content, yes. And happiness, yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Yeah, all right. Okay, how about Ashley?
Oh, yeah. Let's see what we got here.
All right. Oh, now I'm nervous.
You know the questions. Let's see. So, something that you're proud of. It can be now. It can be later. Can be personal.
Something I am proud of. I'm trying to think of something I'm proud of that is personal that I haven't really told. Like, there's some obvious ones that you guys know around quitting my career, but and getting one that I like better. I think I would say something that I've never really like told anyone or I guess celebrated is Mike and I's really our first year of our relationship was long distance. Right before I met him, I decided to move from LA to San Francisco and convinced him that to stay with me, even though I was moving to San Francisco. So I'm proud of that too. but I am proud in that first year of that because we've been together for over 6 years now and we are now married. I'm just proud that we were able to really like tough it out. Cause I literally probably moved to San Francisco about 2 months after we met. And
oh man.
Yeah. And so that, I feel like that's kind of hard to do when you're first like getting to know somebody and meeting them. And I know LA to San Francisco is not far, but it still requires you to get on you don't have to get on a plane, but if you're going up for a weekend, you probably have to get on a plane, but it requires you to get on a plane and you know, spend some weekends with somebody that you just met, and it forces you to communicate a lot like earlier and more often, and you get closer a lot more quickly and all that. So I'm really proud of that we were able to accomplish that in our first year together being long distance, and that we're still together and doing well and all that. So
that's awesome. I could not do that.
Well, it was hard. It wasn't easy. That's for sure.
I couldn't do it. Yeah. Hats off to you. So please tell us. Oh, wait, you already did. No, I still want to hear it. In your favorite character voice, what was the best part about long distance dating?
After becoming a man again.
That was awesome.
Part of long distance dating was the build up and the excitement to seeing each other on the weekend when you haven't seen each other in a really long time.
Oh yeah, take out. That's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh man, I love that. Mike already thinks she's in a cult, so now he's probably like, what is happening?
It's all on the calendar. Yeah, right. Yeah, good thing he's still in the office working on his sound stuff and it's loud, but he's all on the calendar that you and I have two calls this weekend, two like several hour calls on Saturday and Sunday, and he was like, what the fuck? You were so in a cult. I was like, it's not a cult. He's like, but I hear you on those calls and y'all are talking in this weird language. Like, okay. It's not a cult.
Okay.
It's just like kind of.
Oh God, it's too good. No, you're talking.
It's the happy cult.
It's the happy cult.
So good. Oh God! Whew, thank you for that. Oh, let's check in with Ashley's promo model. Which aspects of the promo model were alive in your share?
Relationships. That's easy. Positive emotion, happiness. Pleasure. Oh, meaning. This is impactful and significant. Part of my life.
Yeah.
I'd say so.
Awesome. An achievement, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You did that.
I did that. It wasn't always easy, that's for sure.
Long distance is tough.
Yeah.
Whew, man, I was long distance dating, so I was in San Francisco and he was in LA, and I would drive like every couple weekends.
We did that sometimes, but we were fortunately in a period in our life where we're like, we'll just fly, we'll spend the money on the plane.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. All right, Ashley, want to field one to Kim?
Yes. Hello, Kim.
Hello.
Let's see. Let's go with a time when you were totally in the zone and loved it.
Totally in the zone. I think like the other day when I was creating a lesson it's kind of difficult. Okay, so when I was creating lessons for my students, because what I started doing was posting their things on Google Classroom, and then I created a video and uploaded it to I did a Zoom, I recorded it and went through the assignment. So I just found myself like I was really in it, almost like I had my class, except I just wasn't standing in front of them and listening to their questions and, you know, stuff like that. But I found myself in a zone, like I was just cranking out the YouTube videos. I was like, yes, I know how to do this now. Like I felt really comfortable and confident in it. Cause at first, you know, I was like, oh, what if I mess up, or, you know, as far as the video. And I was like, oh, who cares? Like I have my lesson right there in front of me and stuff. And it's just like talking to them for real, you know? So it wasn't as difficult as I thought. And so I uploaded them, and once I went through the first one, then it was just like, boom, I was just going and going and going. So they probably hate it, but you know.
They're like, uh-oh, Miss Kim's in her flow state.
All this video's coming out.
One student told me, listen, so one girl, we're hooked up to Remind, and that's like a messaging thing. So it comes right to my phone. So after I did all the videos and I felt like I was in a zone, she said, Miss, you are getting too carried away with all this work. and I still need help, and I'm not doing it.
Oh my gosh. Oh no.
I was like, well, I guess this isn't coming in handy. I was excited about it. They were not.
Oh,
that's
so cute.
That's okay. I fixed her. I called her house and sent an email to her grandma. And then she called and I was like, get on the Zoom call. We're on now. And so she was like, I'm not doing this, miss. I was like, you got your papers out in front of you? She said, yes. I was like, okay, number one.
Way to go.
Yeah. Write it down.
That's awesome.
She was like, mm-hmm. That was what she said. I was like, oh, God. So much attitude from a 15 year old.
I was like, are they teenagers?
Yeah. Yes. Ninth graders. So, yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh.
All right. So, follow up. I'll repeat after me. Heck yeah, I did.
Heck yeah, I made those YouTube videos, and I feel really great doing it and assigning it and making them do it.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yes! That's awesome. Great! Which permodel elements were happening for you, Kim?
Meaning, for purpose. Purpose, I feel like teaching is one of my purposes. The main one, really. Achievement for goals, because it is on my list of things to do, and I am being consistent with that. Relationships with my students, because I could just assign it, but I'm choosing to do the video so they can see my face. And I do the Zoom calls with them on Tuesdays and Wednesdays so that they can get some kind, you know. One parent did say, I sent one of the videos and she was like, that really helped my daughter. Thank you so much for reaching out that way. And I was like, oh. So I figured I'd keep doing it. An engagement with them, and it did bring me pleasure and enjoyment.
Right. Yeah. Nice. Pretty solid 5 out of 5 there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. I love that you're getting it comfortable in front of the camera, Coach Cam.
Yeah. I know. I'm trying.
I'm excited to see some of Coach Cam's videos soon.
Oh gosh, not a challenge.
I mean, I don't want to take advantage of your vulnerable share, however.
Okay, I hear you. I know, it's so weird. At first I didn't want to do it with them either. And I was like, well, I stand in front of them every day, usually, you know, when I'm at work. But anybody else? Like those yoga videos.
You're great though. You're so great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Just pretend it's us playing this game, you know? Like keep it light.
Okay.
Or you can pretend it's us in this photo in all of our costumes. See, it's not a big deal. I love it. Okay.
The only person that could make me do that would be you guys.
That's the point. Yes. Love it. All right, Kim, you get to ask me one. Choose wisely. Just kidding.
Okay. Oh, there's two. I'm trying to think of which one do I really want. Okay.
A time when, number five, a time when you stuck with it when you didn't feel like it and you're so happy that you did.
Ooh. Yeah, wow, gosh. So this one, pull out your hot cocoa and blankies, ladies. I've got a story to tell you. Just kidding.
I'm ready.
It's really like, it's a big thing. When I decided to completely change my life like 7 or 8 years ago, like completely just upend what the person I had been that wasn't showing up in her potential and was like lost and kind of like not living a super aligned, values driven life at all, and in a very toxic relationship. And just not figuring it out. Then I decided like, it's gotta change. Like it has to change. It's not gonna change if I don't change it. So I started putting things into motion to change it and found out about life coaching and got a lot of support and therapy and finally broke up with that, got out of that relationship and decided to become a coach and put everything in storage, start actually like following my bliss and creating the life of my dreams. And it was really challenging in places. Like I did not feel like doing all the things necessary to break all of those patterns and cycles and leave that really codependent relationship. And I didn't feel like dealing with it sometimes, but I kept putting one foot in front of the other. Sometimes I wonder how I got myself out of that situation. And I'm so glad that I did. And I'm like, live my life and I wake up every day. And the contrast between, I think about where I was and I'm like, it's amazing what's possible. Like if I can do that, anybody can do anything, which is why I think how I see so much potential in all of you and like every, you know, all my clients too. So yeah.
Thank you for sharing. Mm-hmm. Cool. Cause that can be difficult to break patterns and to have to break up with people. Very, very difficult. So your favorite character voice.
Oh my God. Falcor. Falcor talks like a dragon. Okay. Oh yeah. What was the best part?
The best part of completely changing my life and creating the life of my dreams is this moment right now.
Yay!
That was great.
Oh my gosh. Perma model wise, gosh. The feeling of doing it is all the things like times 100 for sure. Like, yeah, creating new relationships. Like there's so much encompassed in it, but I think achievement, like there is certainly a feeling of achievement that I have when I think about it. Cause it's been a long, crazy road. And, I honestly never thought that I would get here. I was like, I'm going to aim in that direction. I'm going to keep going, but like, I'm probably going to end up over there somewhere. Like my business isn't going to work out or like, I'm going to date another asshole or like whatever, but nope. So I think achievement's the one that really stands out. Woo, awesome. So we're almost at time. We have 10 more minutes. We can do two things right now. We can do takeaway round, or we can do, we can set an intention around a part of the PERMA model that we want to do this week, or like within the next week or so, that we're feeling like if we put some energy into this part of our life or some attention that our well-being might probably go up a bit. So Hands up for takeaway round. Oh, well. Okay, that was easy. Hands up for implementation of the PERMA model in your week. Yay, okay. So glad I asked. Awesome, I'll start with Kim. Which part of the PERMA model, or it can be aspects of it too, can be like the peripheral aspects, specific aspects, or the whole thing, or anything that really resonates.
Okay, so I have to say positive emotion, my intention to make meditation definitely something that I do because it has greatly affected my happiness and optimism. So that is, I do want to set that as an intention. And I want to say relationships and fulfillment together, friends and family and fulfillment together. Because I've, you know, just been grinding, and I really do want to take some time to just spend with people I love, to give love and receive. So I think that'll fill my cup from what I've been pouring out. So
right. Gotta keep the cycle flowing, otherwise, oh my god, that's so funny, because, well, kind of similar, I had a call earlier today with an awesome woman, and she was like, we were talking about energy, like, and she said, you can't create from an empty well, right? Like,
yeah,
you have to keep cycling it through. So yeah, just reminded me of that. Awesome, Kim. How about you, Ash?
I have two. So one is in an engagement. I want the in the zone. I want to really, and oh, I guess it's concentration too, but set aside some, like, time to focus on coaching stuff and some of the stuff that we're working on. So I just want to, like, set those hours and delineate that from consulting. So I really want to get in the zone and be able to focus on all that and make it a big block of time, and preferably not one at night when I'm, like, tired. So that's that. And then also I would say relationships. While Mike and I are quarantined together, we haven't, he's like in the office all day working. I'm here like working in the kitchen or wherever, you know, whatever. And I feel like I've had a lot of calls either throughout the day or even sometimes in the evenings. Like last night I had like a virtual happy hour with some of my girlfriends and all that. So I want to make sure that I just dedicate some quality time with him.
Nice. All right. And how about you, Amy?
Okay, so I'll admit that with everything that's been going on and me not having to actually go to the office, my morning routine has not been 100%. I know. It's not horrible, but it's still not where I want it to be and where it was when I was getting up at the same time every single morning. So I just want to get back on track with that. So that's a goal. Just to kind of force myself to go to bed earlier. The problem is I'm a natural night owl, and I don't know. I mean, I am a natural night owl. So I really have to focus on like getting to bed earlier and doing my morning thing.
Can you still do your morning routine even if you wake up later?
Well, no, because I still have to log in. Like I have to log in by a certain time. So I can, I mean, I get it in, but not the extent, like I was doing like 20 minute meditations and now I'm like maybe 10, yeah. 15 if I wake up a little bit earlier, but I really love doing the 20. Like I like doing the 20 and I want to kind of stick with that. So, I mean, I've been doing it during the day, but I just know that the whole morning things, that's important and it does help my day progress in a more positive way. So if I could get back to doing the morning, maybe I need to reach out to someone to like hold me accountable. I don't know.
Jasmine.
Yes. Yes.
Jasmine.
Although I don't know what time she's getting up these days either. Maybe early still because of her kids.
With kids, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like last week or something, she offered to be someone's morning accountability buddy. But
oh, really? Okay.
What time do you want to wake up by, Amy?
I was waking up when I was going to the office every morning. I was waking up at between 6:15 and 6:30. And that gives me enough time to do like a 15 to 20 minute meditation and journaling. And then, you know, also getting ready for the day and visual, like I do visualization and that affirmations. I have my list of 25 affirmations that I try to read and I can't always read that. So this whole quarantine thing is really effing up my vibe.
You're not alone.
I know.
Let's help you create some structure. Like let's put some parameters around the situation for you or with you here. So what time will you be waking up tomorrow?
Oh goodness. Okay. 6:30. Let's get back to 6:30 then.
6:30. Amy's waking up at 6:30.
And it actually is easier for me on Fridays. So Fridays, because it's Friday and it's my last day of work. So I'm, okay. It's like almost like Friday's mornings are almost like I'm going to Disney World because I've done my work week. So Fridays aren't that bad. I'll be able to get up tomorrow. It's Monday through Thursday.
Okay. That's
really not easy for me. I mean, like I said, I get up earlier, but just not to the extent that I was.
We're heading for 6:30 is what we're doing. Kim, what time do you wake up?
Around 8:30.
Yeah, she's too late. I tried her.
I know. I told her, she texted me the one day. I was like, sure, I'll get up. Were we still working? I think we were still working. Oh, no, we weren't working, because I would have had to be up and almost out the house by 6:30.
No, but it was in
so
the
I was like, okay. Yeah, I was like, okay, I'll get up. And I got up as soon as we were finished.
You went back to bed.
That's funny. Okay, Amy, well, you're welcome to text me. I don't keep my phone on, so I won't hear it. It won't wake me up or anything like that. So you can text me when you wake up and we're going to keep track of it.
Ooh, that's a good one. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you did so well when you were doing that before. Remember when we did the baby step thing and you were like texting in the morning, you were kicking ass. Yeah.
I know.
Great.
I know. It's the quarantine. I'm going to blame the quarantine. That wasn't my only thing though. I want to do in the zone, like especially this weekend coming up, my kids will be with their dad. So it'll give me like a whole weekend, like Friday through, actually my girls went tonight. So it'll just give me all weekend to just really focus. So, you know, they're my two best friends, want to have like a virtual happy hour type thing. But I'm telling them ahead of time that I'll be on the call for like 30 minutes and then that's it. Because I just want to use this time to focus on my business. So journaling and figuring out my business. That's what I want to do. Because being at home doing this work is driving me crazy. I can't stand it. So I need to find my hell yes. I'm finding it. I'm getting closer.
You know,
and a video with Lauren. I really want to do a video with Lauren and that hasn't happened yet. So I don't know if I can do one on my own. I don't know. So I have to reach out to her because I know she's really busy with school and homework and tests and stuff. So that was going to be an accomplishment. I did a video, but I just sent it to her. I didn't like post it live or anything like that.
If you want to do it on your own, by all means do it. And then you guys can team up too.
Okay, maybe
I need a Tabata workout in my life, so there's that.
What? You've never done one?
Tabata workout. That's what you guys are going to do, right? Like a HIIT?
Yeah, I mean, we're just calling it HIIT. like high intensity interval, mm-hmm. just so we can change up the timing. Cause like true Tabata is only 20 seconds where we're doing like 30 seconds.
Got it.
On and then, you know, it's not, but yeah, it's fast moving. It's like kind of cardio-ish, but it's quick. We're not going to do like a 10 minute video just to get movement. We were doing more like a movement throughout the day type of thing.
Do it. Awesome.
So yeah, I think that's it.
And thank you for being willing to do that for the tribe. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And I'm excited for you to have a whole weekend to work on yourself. That's super
I'm exciting. Super excited.
Yeah. Cool. How about you, Heidi?
All right. So we got the kids this weekend, so I'll probably try to have engagement with them. Hmm. And, you know, play some Fortnite with Grayson because he demands that of me every day. So it's terrible. It's so terrible. Anyways, it's bad when the kids get on and they go, "Hey, who let a mom in here?" And I'm like, I am not a mom. And they're like, "Well, who let that mom in here?" Like, they don't have any other word for me. I said, "Dude, I'm not a mom. I'm like an aunt and stuff." And they're like, so trying to engage with them and keep up with that relationship, as well as get some reading done and some more research done. And yeah,
nice, yay. You let a mom in here, that's great.
I know, right? I was just I was like seriously, I felt really insulted. I was like, "What? Aww. This ain't no mom. What are you talking who are you talking about,
mom?"
Okay. I don't know. Kids.
Awesome. All right. So for me, for a model, probably achievement. I'm gonna like check some things off of this. Two of these stickers are gonna be gone a week from now. That's what you get to hold me accountable to. Like, progress over yonder. But they'll be just replaced with a bunch more, but at least they'll be gone for a minute. Awesome. All right, ladies, thanks for being here and being such good sports and being silly and being fun and letting the learning happen in a vessel that doesn't have to be so like rigid and academic and like serious. I really appreciate it. And I'd love to hear your feedback at some point if you want to just drop me a line and say like, "Hey, like that was really mature. Like, who let the mom in here?" Or, or if you know, whatever. Because I love this kind of stuff. I love play, but I always want to make sure that it's like resonating with you guys too. So, yeah. All right. Lots of love. Be healthy. Be happy. Be safe. Good night, everybody.
You too. Bye.
Bye.